Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Abigail Keel. Hearsay goes to community spaces like
the library,
the grocery store,
the bus stop,
the waiting room, and invites people like you to tell us their stories about
family,
learning,
faith,
loss,
and growing up.
Today, it's your stories about the great outdoors, told to us at Stevens Lake Park. Mimi and Gigi Carter are twin sisters who don't spend much time in the great outdoors. They told us the origin story of their aversion to the wild.
Well, we were 10 years old and we went to summer camp for the first time ever. It was like one of those YMCA summer camps. And we were identical twins, so like we always had to do something together, so which is not a good idea at all, ever.
No, never.
We can never be partners. And we decided that we wanted to go in a canoe, just the two of us, and we had never been in a canoe before and we didn't know how it worked. So we got out to like the middle of the lake, so far from shore, so far from camp, and then we could not figure out how to get the boat to go back to shore. So we spun around for 2 hours just in circles.
Because we were paddling.
Just because we were paddling we were paddling in the same direction or something like that, like on the same side.
I don't know. We were spinning in circles, however that happens.
For 2 hours, and then we started crying because there were like all these like black beetles. Like,
we thought they were leeches, but they're called water beetles, I later found out. But we watched that series of unfortunate events where they got eaten by the leeches, that woman did.
And we started crying.
Yeah, we were so afraid. And then it ended up being all right because someone came to get us.
Yeah. And that's basically the end of our outdoor experience. That's why we don't do outdoors.
Daniel Hughes was chasing after his toddler when he told us a story about how growing up and playing outside in his neighborhood has taught him some lessons about being a dad.
Yeah, just being out here reminds me of, you know, growing up. I mean, I'm not originally from Columbia. I grew up in Kansas. Being outside every day, not, you know, staying inside like the new generation, you know. But I've spent a lot of time outside growing up, breaking the rules, you know, getting in trouble, you know, being a kid. Play basketball, you know, everybody had bikes back when I was growing up, so everybody ride bikes. You know, when I was younger, we had to be inside before the streetlights came on, so we used to get in trouble for staying out later than that. Friday nights we'll be out, the whole neighborhood will play hide and seek or whatever, stuff like that. And this kind of, I'm trying to show my kids that, you know, I'll be a better example and be outside with them to let them know that, you know, it's more than life than being in front of TV.
Idris Demirsoy moved to Columbia 2 years ago. He told us a story about how spending time in the park helps him feel a little less like a stranger in a strange land.
When I see the sun a little bit, I always came to Stephens Lake. It's like kind of tradition so far for me. Usually there is an old guy. He always stand across stairs, you know.
Does it make you feel like part of the community to be able to come here?
Yeah, because honestly, in Colombia, I can't say racist, but I could say they don't want to be international in here, so far how I feel. So, but in here, the old guy, he has been in other countries before. So, like, that kind of people, they understand you because they live that experience, you know. But usually in the Colombia, people never left this state, so they can understand you and they treat you hard, like they treat you badly.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, H-E-R-E. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Abigail Keel with producers Hope Kerwin and Tori Ross.